Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Hello, beloved. Hope you're doing good today. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. And the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Timalzit and want to say hi, hello, and hope you're doing fine. I feel, like I say, 98% okay. I feel like 98% okay today. Speaking about confusion and our inability to understand the world, the people, the world population, I want to say. Thinking about the world population and our central knowledge of why we are on this planet Earth, And what are the central things that enables us to live? It's been a long time since the world population existed. However, it is disgusting to see how the world population has been going forward. The forwardness of the world society is in many ways the resemblance of something or a function that is going backwards. Do you agree with that? I don't think a lot of people are very happy with me because I am speaking to the form of revision of the uncivilized corruption on planet Earth. And where is it coming from? So, a lot of people listening to me probably can't be so sure, but I think I am, until somebody proved me wrong, looking at the right point of view about the world society on this planet Earth. It is a very confusing thing to grow up in a world called the church. And I grew up in the church to Christian parents, you see. And what I come to realize about the church is that the church is a sodomite institution. And it's a big story. And as far as the common understanding of people are concerned, too many are not getting to understand the world society. Now, because we eat and drink and of course and stuff like that, and you know, different, you know, those elements of life, do you notice that people just stay content with money and food and companionship, but there is nothing of intangible value behind what we are thinking? Because too many behavior by most people in world society too many uncivilized things to use too many of it. Not that there should be any at all, but if you understand my saying, too many things are, like I say, uncivilized. people do not want to do not want, they do not care. Do not care about what makes sense. Yes, my friends. Taking responsibility for running a government, what we accustomed to today, it's not really it's not the genuine structure and form of a legitimate government. Because we can come see, primates, so-called human beings running a government. They talk like human beings. They do a lot of things like human beings, but they're not. And if we are to know the history of it, we would want to begin our life all over, because we are not being ruled over by civilized government. I mean, you hear me saying this and you may have it difficult to accept what I'm saying. But I grew up in the church too, like everybody, and believe in God and He begot a son. And what is happening now, people like myself are finding out that none of those things that we come to think about consist of the higher power that watches over us. It's not true. The Bible is not true about Christianity. None whatsoever. And these sodomites, sodomite culture, gay people, they try to make it seem like it's just a little group of people who are homosexual all over the world, but that's not true. All white people are homosexuals. That's their culture. Okay? And let somebody come and let somebody come and prove that what I'm saying is not true. White people are not human beings, so therefore they cannot rule a world. You think about how many wars have you read about over the last 200,000 years? So you think, who are the people who that you know raise a war? Since your time, let's say, these points that I have just raised up, how many people do you think have an idea of what I'm talking about? Well, I'm not talking like I am holier than thou or I know it all than thou. I don't think so. What is the true thinking about myself is that I grow up as a Christian. Whether or not it can be proven that Christianity is anything to be, but my parents were Christians. They believe it. Well, it's a matter of not knowledge, but belief, because Christianity is not something exists by knowledge. It's by belief. You commit the act. Believe is a action word. Something you do. Verb, they call it, right? It's a verb. It's a doing thing. And it is a high science to understand civilization. You can't be just somebody who is just going on like everybody else and words don't mean anything to you. So therefore, you won't understand a lot of things that are true, but they are not taught to you like it is the truth. Because if you talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, how true is the story in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden? It's not true at all. But how many people believe it? A lot more than you probably think. Maybe in the billions. The things that we live by every day, how many people you think know exactly how human being come to be a species who was the first human or humans? Who are they? When I talk about the issue of who are the first or who is the first species, and I would argue what the certified world issue textbook says, who be the first to walk upright on planet Earth. It's in the World History textbook right now. I'm not talking nonsense, okay? So in case anybody thinking that I'm not making any sense, I would like to know if I'm not making any sense. And because I think that I'm making sense because I'm going by the World History textbook, I would like somebody to like call me. 347-850-1358. Now, if you need me to repeat the number, I'm going to repeat it because I want somebody to call me. Whether or not you're homosexual or not, I want someone to call me and talk about what I'm talking about. Because I would just reflect on you and myself who are alive today. Easy it is for us to not live to see tomorrow. And if you and I should know that we were going to dead tomorrow, we may say exactly how we feel about, you know, like maybe someone on death row. Somebody on death row who knows that tomorrow at 3 p.m. they will no longer be alive. And so we can also just get the idea that knowing that we won't be around, you know, we can put a time and know that we will not live that long anymore. And some people are sick and they know doctor give them some more time to live. Some people, you know, enjoy a more positive than what the doctor tell them. They live, even say a few years longer than what the doctor said that they would take to, that they would live. All right. So I'm talking about the world society and the people who started life first as an upright walking being. And the world is the textbook I have in front of me here. I read from it frequently right here. That tells exactly how we come about. Who cares about that? Who cares about that? Do you know anybody who cares about that? Aren't we being groomed to a structure of social life where we only want to give us this day our daily bread, and we think we're praying to God? I want to tell you today that I have to talk about these things. They are of concern to me. Why they concern me is because we have the book, and one of the sources of record to tell us who we are, where we come from, that is what I began to read. That gives me this understanding about the human society. I know about the first creatures, hominid species, and I know about the other species that came along many, many years, like millions of years later after the first hominid. And today, hardly anybody understands what the civilized world is. I would like for everyone to understand what civilization is. Because civilization is not something you have an option. You don't have an option to to do not want to know about civilization, because civilization is here on earth right now. But there was a time, let's say the time when the hominid came about, they were not civilized and nothing around them was built by uncivilized. Nothing, what I mean to say, that when the hominid first arrived on earth, there was nothing of a structure, anything that was created through civilization, right? And in context with, let's say, if there were trees around that time, got to stipulate that those inanimate things are not what I am including into the context of what I'm saying. Because I do imagine that there were mountains and valleys existed long before the hominids came about. So I am talking from the background of existence, where whatever we see as trees and rivers and stuff like that, that that existed before any kind of a being, bird or anything like that, came about. Nobody's going to have a clear mind about world society unless you come through the gate of knowledge that I am talking about right now. Because you may, let's say you are someone who well-educated, go to university, and you are well-learned about things in the, on earth, at least. But you've never seriously read the World History Textbook. The World History Textbook, though, is certified with information coming from way back in time, and including the information that we have about human society the science, the institution of science, we get information that is taken from scientific findings which incorporate civilization. All right. So what I'm saying now is that when the species of the hominin came about in Africa, there was no civilized element on earth. And what I'm saying and what I'm serious about is that if anybody on earth today did not get some knowledge of those things, there's no way that they can make sense civilly you have to get a civilized knowledge of things before you have any standing in civilization. All right. So I talk about these things because I realize there is a problem in the world with people's understanding about reality as a whole. So I am saying that if anybody out there in the world hasn't got a sense of what I am saying about our early creation of beings, and particularly the two species. One is it is hominid. And the hominid come from primates, monkeys. They were first to walk upright. So I'm talking about the fact that there was no civilization with them. They had no civilization whatsoever. They make stone tools. The science tell you all of that. That the first species was not a civilized one. They grunt. They did not speak words. You get that? Okay. Now, there was no human being around. Hominid is not human beings. And if they extinct, they were not human beings. That's something for us to know. Because there is confusion now about who is human from who is not. Who is human species opposed to white people species. Hominid species. Right? There's no need to be confused about human, because it is very clear when in the World History textbook that human being is a new, different species from hominid. Why are we having a problem with that now? Well, we have something called a government that is different from civilized government. Hello? And it's not easy for people to find that out. Because the people who raise up this, what is called AD and Adamani in the Christmas and Easter kind of a government, they have gone too far to the left of what is true about civilization. The thing about it is you can send anybody out in the street who have a good sense of history to tell what is civilization, and guess what? Nobody will listen. Because they've gone too far to the left of what is true. So even a child could tell them the truth, and they will not accept it. Now, it is the problem that we are having today. Who is a human being? And it goes as far as to tell you how perplexed this, what should be easily observed, is. The most honest person who believe in the Bible is only contextually honest if you ask them something about Adam and Eve. They won't be able to answer you, because the white people already brainwash us. They feel like they control the world. It so happens that these people are homosexual. They're gay. And they would like for us civilized people to think that they are universal and they are not all gay. That's a lie. The same history will tell us exactly who they are, and they can't change that. They can't change the history of their home and what makes them a culture. They can't hide that. But they don't care anyway, because they hope that a day will never come when we come to our senses from whence we were drunken and made, you know, low. Knowledge about civilization is not very much present on the earth because of these white people and their mischief making up mischief, doing a lot of evil things, and we are just barely going along in life, and whatever they do, stand still. No, I mean stand forever. Unless we come to our senses and find out what is truth from what is lie about human being and who is human being. Unless we come to know that, we won't value anything. Because these people already predicted. They already predicted that we will never come to our senses. They know what they have done to us. They know. They and us should not be interbreeding. And why are we interbreeding? I don't read anything that says we initiate them to interbreed with them. But it is very clear that they initiate us to interbreed with them. Well, so you know, that's by force. So there is the situation that illustrates how they come to interbreed with our blood, right? And behaving like they are human beings. Well, that is not true. And it's time for us to stand up to the truth about that. White people, they go through their transformation, and they feel like they are human beings. Well, we will go take into the test. Because history don't say white people are humans. There's no place in the world history textbook that point out Europe as a civilized country. You may say, what is he talking about? But I'm talking the truth. I wouldn't be fooling around with something so, so serious. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and you know, it takes a while for me to warm up because sometimes I feel like I want to sleep because I'm at peace with myself right now. And a good dose of sleep would do me well. But I can't do that, and I can't sleep right now because I have to talk. It's a time for everything. Well, it's a time for me to talk because there is somebody out there needs to hear me talk. And whereas white people think that they have taken over the world and AD and Adamani is government, I'm here to tell them that's a lie. That's a faggot lie. Yeah. Homosexual lie. Christian lie. They don't own anything. History be a witness to it. Where they are coming from is not a place of humanity. And that is, if they think all of the bureaucracy that them have out there and a carry on, carry on. No, it's only an AD and a dam and his shit. That's what it is. It's not government. Okay? And it's time that they realize they don't have any government on earth. Okay? And if they think that because they can lift up their stinking asshole and tell us that Jesus died for our sins, you don't want no more madness than that. And they expect that we are to believe them and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we will be saved. These white people, they believe that. And the reason why they believe that is because they know that something gone wrong with our minds over the past 100,000 years. And they know, have reason to know why. Okay? They have reason to know that something is wrong with us and we are not likely to come back to our senses. They know that. But the world history textbook right here, they have no defense for. And that I can tell you for sure. If you want to sit out there and let these white people come in to breed up and have them, the primate ape babies with you, I can just tell you right now that you're doomed. Your life is doomed. I was watching a video with Africans marrying this dark complexion man marrying this chubby white woman. Yes. Now, somebody listening to me, you would think that this guy is really a racist. You think I am a racist? You're mistaken. I am not a racist. I wasn't born in the context to be a racist. And I am not one. I mean, that would be lowering me down to a frequency that my species don't come from that level of thinking. No. And therefore, I'm saying what we see as the world around us, every morning the sun comes up and go down. And what you see as, you know, as a 24-hour day, make 24 hours make a day. What we see and what we perceive of it, it's just not true. It's just not true. And that's what we call civilization. So if I ask you, when did civilization come on the earth? I already tell you that 3.5 million years ago was when the hominid came about in Africa. And that they left from Africa and go up into Europe. 1.5 million years ago. All right. How did these uncivilized hominid primates, how did they come to be talking and look like human beings? Why, nobody is paying attention to that. Nobody is paying attention to that. And the people who need to pay attention to that, they are least expected to read their history. And that is what has led us astray, because we don't know ourselves. And our people expect to die and be eulogized by the church and all that. Once your head is full of nonsense, then you will see people do a lot of actions. Because of ignorance to the knowledge of civilization. People don't want to hear the truth. People don't want to hear the truth because they have been drenched with something else. I was drenched with it too. And clearly there is a force on this planet, and I am a part. I am a part of the force, and when things go wrong with the energy in the world, nature works to correct things. It's like your body. You get a cut. That cut will wound, will heal. Okay? And how often we seek internally and we get healing. You know, you can take certain things and you heal. So who is doing the healing? If something wasn't there, a chemistry wasn't there to heal you, you wouldn't get healed. And in a lot of cases, some people are ill and the doctor can't find anything to cure them. So what happened to the natural cure that we experience with our body all the time? But there come a time when, the door is shut and the doctor can't find nothing to treat you. And sometimes something is wrong with you and the doctor can't find out what's wrong with you. Now, if we who are created by the Elohim gods, and it's the reason why these sodomites are writing in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, but they can't tell you where the garden is. And you know what? The garden is right there where we're reading and seeing all the time. But they can't pinpoint it in the Bible and tell you this is where it comes from. And they know. These faggots, they know. They know where... They're talking about a garden. They know exactly where the garden is. But they might tell you something different in the Bible. Right? Well, what I'm trying to say to you is that all you see white people have done and established in the world, if we read the world history textbook from the start, like Glencoe World History, National Geographic, the information is there for us to know. However, because we have been drugged by these R8 rhesus blood, I mean, you know, it's not easy for us to get treatment and get out of this. 100,000 years ago, you see, and the white people, as far as I can see, they sincerely think that everything we have is theirs. Oh, yeah. No human being, in their right mind would think that to be true? None. But they see it to be true, that they were born. They even write it. They say it, that they were born. Just as though you see, they set up the church and they think that there is God in the church, and they're going to like force African hybrid people to accept Jesus Christ. Now, where they get that spirit from? Sodomite spirit. Okay? So, after we have been left to endure our error with these people around us who take control of everything about us, they fortify everything that they feel like, you know, to keep us idiots. They provide all of that and kill whoever they want to kill, and so forth and so on. You think that white people are people, and you think that the church was something good at the set up. Why they don't write the truth in the Bible about the African people? They write it, and whereas they don't have a place in creation. White people do not have a place in creation, but yet still they write the Bible and include themselves in there. But when you look into world history textbook, they don't write anything to show why they are in the world history textbook. And who, what kind of identity do they have in world history textbook? White people are not human beings. They go through a process whereby they start resembling human beings, beginning with the Neanderthals. But Neanderthals don't belong to their species. It's a total different taxonomic taxon. Because we are two there are two subgroups that come from the human sapien, and that is the Neanderthals and the wise sapien. That's it. How did the white people get to be to now talking about they are Homo sapien? When did they become sapien? They want to just come out of nowhere and say they're sapien? No. They have a reason why they are saying, but they don't tell you that. And they don't think you have a right to know. No, they don't think so. But we have more than right to know that. But they don't think that we will ever be able to mount the horse and ride it. They don't think so. These white people. They are the easiest thing to burst like a whole balloon, and it will never come to inhabit air inside. No, because they are busted once for all time. And that's what with white people, all of what you see they're doing, because we live and depend on things that they say they are government for. But then when we are developed with the understanding of our Creator, and we no longer stupid or foolish, they're going to find out that they become obsolete. And what they claim they have right to do, they will find out that what is right is slippery, and they cannot hold it anymore, because whatever they have was holding it, it's gone. White people are not human beings, and the way they feel happy to look like human being and talk like human being they can't be happier. They cannot be happier. But they didn't do anything legitimate, because above everything, they're not supposed to mate with us. And there's a great penalty for that, for what they have done. You even read in the Old Testament, when I was Christian, I read in the Old Testament, where that land that is called Palestine, today they call the place Israel, these Sodomites. Look, these folks take away every place in the Western world that we settle down. And you probably don't get a glimpse or an impression that go back in time when we were created in South Africa. You know, there was not a lot of us. There was like about 7 batches time the gods created from. And who carried the babies for the Anunnakis to get the hybrid babies from? Is the goddesses. Goddesses, where they come from? They brought them from Nibiru, that planet up there where they came from, and came to Earth. So we have to look back in time and know what went on to produce us on the planet. Okay? And knowing what produced the white people them. And that's the only way you're going to separate the nonsense from what makes sense, and why they are now holding down that they are the ones that are the civilized people and everything here is theirs. And they go to Iraq, they go to this other place where they, I think they just vacate that place. What is it? Afghanistan. Afghanistan. You don't know. I heard it come out of their own mouth. It could have been Trump. But I heard them talking one day. And they were talking about how they go anywhere and do and remove any leader that they want. They have their chart where they classify who is next and who they want to kick out. They're not talking about white people. They're not talking about go and kick out the Russian, Aputnik. No, they're not talking about that, because they don't go around trying to take down each other. I mean, the case with Russia and this other place where they trying to get this little country back, that is unusual, because in their development, they only, whenever they have enough to fight each other for, something like that, I think, went on with them. But remember, they are coming from nothing. And how they get our wealth in their hands to start share it up among themselves. You see what I mean? They share up among themselves. And where they're getting it from to share up among themselves? Africa. All right? Well, there come a time when Africa relinquish power to them. And until this day, they stand out at a higher rank than the African countries themselves. Sodomites, inhuman, is put into that position. We are as dead can be. because these white people are criminals. You know, when they, remember when they came to America, what they did 400 years ago? You remember? Well, a lot of us don't even remember that. Because the racist blood where they put in about, it done long time wear away anything we know as reality. All right. But life is bigger than what they think about it. So they think that where they put themselves today, it will always be there. That's what they think. They don't look at word value and what is written in stone. They don't think that far. And they think that they're going to be running this world for as long as they, as their culture lasts. But that's not true. That's not true. And they will fly into the mountain and don't realize that they had a mountain in front of them and all that the computer is saying, stop, or, you know, tell it to, like, look, you headed for the mountain. You're going to slam that mountain right there, right? You better pull up, pull up, pull up. They don't know nothing about that. And then, how many times you see that happen with planes? That it was too late to pull up. Now, these idiots look at us and think that we are not humans. No, you think about it. That white people look at us, they come from wherever they are, over Europe, right? And begin to invade where we are. Why they are invading us is because we are civilized and they were not. All right. Well, that 100,000 years ago happening, where they began to have crossbreed babies, well, it wind up that's all in the world today for them. It's stalking people, because from that moment on, that's what happened. And from that moment on, our people begin to, our brain retarded. Atrophy sets in. We become artificial. We become, our brain, so, you know, suffer from all type of erosion in there. And the things that we should know as indigenous people, we don't know it. Whatever we knew from 100,000 years that we were created, time we leave Africa and come to the Western world and establish ourselves all over the place, we don't know to rule ourselves anymore. Think about that. But we come from an institution of kingship, and we still have the history, the prehistory, and we have its prehistory of the flood back in about 12,000 or 13,000 years ago. We have these information, but guess what? We too drunk. We full up a belief. We don't have no knowledge. White people set up all of the church for us, and we go into it. We don't know no better. And just merely going to college and university won't help you to recover yourself either. You see what I mean? Because it is so bad what these white people have done to us that today there's hardly any African people that know anything different from what they read in the Bible. Now, it is a peculiar thing, a residual thing, that poor little me, who never read much than fourth grade level, in my adult age, I went to adult school. to read better than that. And it was after that I start to read serious things, and they are referring to the world and civilization all the time. And what I am reading is making more sense than the Bible that I've been reading for or believing for half a century. The Bible stopped making sense to me. History was giving me the mural of what is civilized. That began to make sense. So right now, there is going to be something that is going to bring back civilization. And these white people who think that we are not humans, they won't have ears to hear. They won't have ear to absorb the truth, because it is going to be such an offense after they lift themselves all the way up to the sky high that they are the civilized people on the ground, and they will not be able to show one jot or one tittle of all of their loathsomeness. They will fall down to the ground as a balloon that lost its hair, right, and has nothing to do but drop on the ground. If you see how often planes are dropping out of the skies, and guess what? The more frequency planes falling out of the sky, they will never blame themselves, these white people. They are the greatest scientists. They are this and that, and they call in this one, and this one can tell you this and tell you that. Oh, they are the civilized people. Look, and they are dressing up in cotton or other type of a garment they never had, and history will tell you that. The Bronze Age, where we, the African hybrid people, are taught to make civilized things. They start to take it from us. But yet still you cannot see them in a Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, or China, that they are in Europe, are civilized. They are not counted in the World History Textbook as civilized. And all they do is take on our character and put on our clothing and our character and morph us every day until they resemble us and talk like us until, you know, they just about doing away with us like they do away with the Neanderthals. So right now what they're looking for is the extinction point where we are so, retarded until and full of atrophy and erosion until, you know, nobody cannot even bring us back to the fold because our mind is too much of a reprobate now with the false what they call it truth. We won't listen to nobody else because only Jesus is good for us and all that. Those things are just not true. Bad enough that my cousin, close cousin, blood cousin, who I try to get him to answer some biblical questions for me, and it got to a point where it got real bad, because when I asked my cousin about the Isaiah prophecy, I want you to listen to this. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 speak of, unto us a child is born and a son is given. The name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the rule and government there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, you know, to order it, and the gods will caused that to happen. When I asked my cousin to show me in the New Testament where that scripture is fulfilled, because it is prophesied in the Old Testament. Now, talking about the world full of evil and people need the Lord, and for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, where is the fulfillment in the New Testament that the Messiah came and fulfilled what the prophet said? Now, that's the only prophet I know that expressed specifically what the Messiah had to do when he came. I asked my cousin to show me in the New Testament what chapter is it written in that fulfill Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. And my cousin is like telling me some things that doesn't resemble a fulfillment of what I tried to like tell you. I didn't like say all of it altogether, but the principal things that I say, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 prophesy that would happen. Only one item, and that is a child would be born. That's it. Now, what happened to the very tangible things that the intangible prophecy says is to happen? My cousin is not able to show me any of those things that the prophecy says. Now, what is the consequence of God's word return to him void? What is the problem when you cannot find fulfillment in the Bible? You're going to say, well, then you know, your mind is unnatural. You don't understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. So spiritually discernment doesn't stop you understanding what the word says, right? No, it doesn't. But as real as my cousin is, and I respect him because he's genuinely a nice and honest person, but the belief in the Bible, and when he's called up to show the proof of Isaiah prophecy, he says, Jesus, it is talking about, show me how the fulfillment is in there. He cannot do it. He said, well, you know, I'm not going to make you to like, do him like I do other people. I said, look, mentally blind is what that is. When you believe something to where it cannot be wrong, no matter how wrong it is, you know, it's a problem when you are wrong and you don't have the faculty to acknowledge that you're wrong. This is a problem. This is a problem because it's going to be hard and difficult when you're not able to discern something when it is there and you're not seeing it. I don't do anything to change the words, but you have to comply with word requirement, words. You know, you have to, the reason why people have an advantage in something is simply because they view their position to be coherent. I mean, no matter which way you take it, when you go to school, if you do the thing wrong, the teacher is going to tell you do it wrong. Now, you want the teacher must lie to you about something? No. The teacher is telling you what it is. So that don't happen in academia where you have
an instructor don't know what they're teaching you, they wouldn't make them give them the opportunity to teach anybody. They have to pass a test, pass an exam in order for them to teach. So the point is, when it comes to identifying the substance in a word, or the reason why somebody used that word opposed to this word, that is telling you something. So the thing is, what happened when you are traced down to give proper answers, when proper questions are put forth to you? I mean, the judge that has control over what's going on is going to tell you, you know, get him some mental, you know, take him down and let them give him some mental thing. You know, now, in as much as I am talking things that a lot of people may think that I'm talking rubbish, but there is no, I've been through the court system. When I was arrested in church, and I was convicted for trespassing at a church, the prosecutor, who was winning the case by getting panel jury to find me guilty of trespass, the prosecutor wanted the judge to find me something like $1,000 to $500. I don't remember exactly how much, but she wanted a fine, a money fine, and she wanted me to get psychiatric examination. The judge never granted her none of what she asked. Now, it is easy for somebody that something is wrong with my brain, but a person with a brain problem like that, it's not somebody like me who is going to give account for what I say. You see what I mean? So it might sound, what I'm saying might sound strange, but I'm telling you, this world is, the textbook says this, feet right here. So is the Bible. I'm going to say the prophet said this, and you need to show me in the New Testament, because the New Testament is the fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament. So when I bring it up to you for you to see whether or not the New Testament is corresponding with the Old Testament, and you fail to do it, and you're not able to recognize that you are failing, well, that's morbid. That's something wrong. Something is wrong. All right. Well, don't wait for somebody to prove that something is wrong with my head, because I tell you what, a ton of wrong situation is in my brain, and I know it from when I was young. There's a whole bunch of stuff that don't fall in line with me, right? All right. Today, if you were to take me and give me certain tips, you're probably, I mean, very, very, I mean, disappointed with things that I would not be able to tell you, right? I just don't know the equation for certain kind of thing, academic things. But when it comes to reasoning a point, you're not going to beat me. If something is laid out for me to just recognize it, it's black and white. I'm not going to say that it's white when it is black. If you want me to say the black is white or the white black, the one that you're talking about is the one I deal with, right? So what I am trying to say to you, it's a very, very difficult thing with people who are brainwashed with church and with the Bible, when the Bible is not the history. You have to come with the history. not the Bible, because the Bible is not written by no inspired person like they say. And that is known, you know, clearly known in the academic world that we read and communicate. We know that. And white people have not been able to write no history about themselves. Over the past 100,000 years, it's like they are missing from the world history textbook. Okay? And they never come back as the hominid that went out of Africa into Europe. Okay? Who just makes stone tools. Yeah, you expect to see a history continue with them. But we don't see no history continue with them. Where did they go? Right? Aren't they today those same people who left Africa and go up into Europe and Asia? Or where did they vanish to? Yeah, so they want now to put that gap in history so that we don't know who they are. And all they prepare to do, anywhere they invade us in the Western world, they call themselves by the place, the address, or the country where we are. Yeah, once they take over, they claim it's theirs. I mean, look, you don't tell me that I must suck that in. It is clear in history that we, 100,000 years ago, we leave these people back home, and they who, our people with their rhesus blood, I mean, are suffering until this day, and this is where we are today. What about them? Are they the people that went up in Europe from Africa, or what? So they don't have anything of their own, and they get it out of us. So therefore, they're going to hold on tight and say, but here we are. Like, we don't come from nowhere. We were not created by no means or not like that. So we must go for what they write in the Bible about, you know, Adam and Eve in a garden. It's not their story. It's ours. And they're tearing us apart to use our own history against us. Well, let them fucking asshole continue to do that. Okay? And they're going to find out how much power they have and how they resemble us as human beings. Now, yesterday I did a show, and again, the red ribbon begin to run, because when I was doing the show yesterday, I called in and see whether or not I was going to hear the show. And yeah, I was hearing the show all right. But they didn't broadcast it. You see what I mean? Because they think that we don't have a right to represent ourselves. These faggot fucking white people think that we must represent them about Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ we want to talk about. I want to know how much body fucking ass they do have. Is it one? These people want us to bow down to their Jesus. So how much fucking asshole do they really have? Because that kind of power that they are wielding about, we must just back up and let them take away everywhere that we settle. I mean, this madness is, you know, they say past cockfight today comes. That is not going to happen. It will take all of us to die out, and there is nobody else for the gods to say anything to us. But I tell you what, we still enough for the gods to see a remnant out of us and say, hey, now, wake up. And as long as we wake up and know the truth, these fucking assholes, them can have about like 7 assholes to fuck. It doesn't really matter, because that's not civilized stuff that they are doing. It's not civilized. And they want us to bow to the uncivilized something, them church and all them something where they make up out of their fucking asshole. That's where they get the inspiration from. We must look on the world and think it is civilized when they're fucking uncivilized. Whole bunch of nonsense they write and put out there in public. You see what I mean? And we don't have a right to identify ourselves. Belongs to them? No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, right? And let the ball get rolling. Let the ball get rolling. Because white people are sodomites. That's not their culture. That's what the book says. And if you want out there and think that, oh, they're going to go on with all of this. No, 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 no. It's not true. It's not true. And I scorn it. I scorn it. Right? And I am looking forward to the ball rolling faster because it's rolling already, right? And these people is endeavor to, like, be the one to be exalted. And we don't know them. They can't represent themselves in anything. You see what I mean? So they ain't going to come. They ain't going to come and say nothing to me because, look, the alligator is waiting to drag them under the water. Yeah. They know they cannot represent themselves. And all they know for do is kill people when, you know, they can't handle situation. Kill people. And talk about, you know, all the court trial that they're having out there. And this one is getting into trouble and that one is getting into trouble. And, like, you know, there's a real government that they're running. That's not true. They don't have not even the shadow of a government anywhere in our territory where they come and talk about they are overcome and they are the victor and they overcome us. The military that they have is ours. And every farthing, every penny that they have, it comes from us. And if they can show where they had any kind of civilized wealth before 100,000 years ago, come on, let's see it. Come on and let's see it. Come on and tell us, since when you start to make law in a Supreme Court? Since when? Let's know it. Okay? Yeah. So like I'm telling you, they are going on with all these, all a bunch of fucking ass shit that it is so scornful that they are actually causing us to adapt to the worst form of uncivilized thinking and conduct. Yeah, they can shoot up, and shoot up anywhere all around the world and go on like, I know, damn. Okay? Now, we don't have, we're not that bad that we are to stand and watch these people in front of us Destroy our children. Yeah, we must watch them destroy our children. And they're going to tell us that we don't have a right to live up no standard in our own country because they are the one who's running our country. We're going to find out. They have a lot of fill, what you call it, there to lick. Okay? They have a lot of assholes to fuck. And I tell you what, they're going to get out of our territory and go back where they come from with that. Because when they will get wiped out, they will never even know it. They think that they have all the weapons to quell and to anybody, to the abyss. They're the one who's going to bite the abyss. Because the force that is going to, like, destroy them is not anything that any of us could handle. But if we come to the light and begin to live the right life and tell them and them Jesus to hit the road, Jack. You and your Jesus and all of your old bunch of evil, hit the road. Hit the road with it. And you know what? The gods alone we trust in. Because these sodomite white people, they think, yeah, of course, we turn fool. But you know what? We come from a blood that can turn us around. And that's what is happening. That's what is happening. Why? Though I am alone, that as far as maybe like I know, I don't know anybody who's willing to come out and strut this stuff, the real thing, this civilization thing. I don't hear anybody coming out and want to like go out and identify it without any fear. I don't know anybody who has taken on the task to make our civilization known. But as far as I am able to understand, I'm getting it out. I'm getting it out. And I'm not in any kind of way infringing on anybody. These guys, they don't think that they infringe on us when they come here and do the kind of stuff they do, you know. They think they have a right to do it. You see, and you don't have good civilized sense and do something like that. And they feel so good about it. These white people feel so good about it. Their church and everything that they build up, man. Come on, and democracy. Yeah, but I know far beyond why them are going with. I know far beyond it. You see? And thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you read the source book and it will tell you that when the gods came here, the civilized beings, they make all these things here to accommodate their civilized world. And therefore, the kingship government is to emulate the existence of it in Nibiru heaven. That's what it is. And they want us to succumb to their fucking asshole nonsense. Nonsense! Will they follow us as we left Africa and come to the Western world? And everywhere we go, they follow. But not immediately. Among many thousands of years later, after they were able to talk and follow us all around and destroy what we've established and the Bronze Age, and you can find them. And now they come to an end where back in the Bronze Age, 1200 BC, the Bronze Age time, it was coming to a close and they were destroying. You read where, you know, these criminals were destroying the establishment of the Bronze Age. It's them. And they were not known by any other name but the Sea People. You hear? But they don't know who did something, but it's not them. But they were the Sea People, though. You see what I mean? No other criminal never on earth but them. You see what I mean? If we don't develop sense beyond them now, we'll be dead. We'll be dead, but I tell you what, as long as I'm alive, the truth is going to sustain. You see what I mean? And in what they think is going to carry them forever and ever based on the fact of what we have as merit. They don't have anything as merit. Whatever they have, they get it from us. And I know how to identify that. You watch and see if they will identify anything that they created up in Europe 1.5 million years ago. Let these faggots show what they produced up there before 100,000 years ago. That's what they're up against. That's what they're up against. This is not Al Sharpton. Is not. It is not Jesse Jackson. It is not MLK. You see? It's not any of these guys that is out there, you know, skimming the froth of milk. That's not what you're listening to. You're listening to these faggots that destroy the Elohim civilized world. And that world must be restructured. Kingship government is the government of Anu and all the heirs of Anu that rule. They are the one. Well, I don't read of any other civilization but this. So if these Sodomites, they want to claim that they are like the gods of heaven. Yeah. So it's not a joke. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. And this is one thing that have all of my seriousness. Let these faggot white people say where they are there until the time is up. After they kill so many of us and destroy the government structure that we were doing, they can't kill it. They can't kill kingship. They can't kill our laws that are here, the only civilized thing. But they think that they can do whatever they want as long as we are afraid of them and allow them to do. It's all the fucking asshole they want to do. And we have just watched them. That's what they think. No, they're going to come to the clinching point, and that's when they're going to realize, oh, it is something completely different. Okay, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, because I sense and I am confident in the history that tells us the truth, and I don't see anything else that resembles the truth. What I see is what tells the truth, because you can go anywhere and find the tangible things that matches the intangible words. So I don't see anything else. I don't know of anything else that fits civilization. And therefore, that's all is in my spirit right now. And when I say right now, I don't mean it wasn't there yesterday. I don't mean that. I just mean for the instance right now, yeah, and for ever since that I began to read and see things based on what I am reading. You see what I mean? From then, I was free, and I needed to just live up to what I observe. I want it to be so until I'm dead. And I think my interpretation of history is that everything that comes into the way of the truth must be destroyed. Yes. And how does it get destroyed? It's not by me buying some rifles. No, I've never held a gun. Never I never felt like owning a gun either. I never felt like using my fist to punch anybody. But I've always felt that thinking the right thing, communicating the right thing, is the way to go. That's the way to go. And I won't have to resort to anything at all, because if you have the panacea that works, then there's no day that it won't work. You know, you must step out of the line. Not stepping out of the line. I am, by now, well decided from the first. Whatever I see work, work. It works. And that's all there is to it. So these white people who follow us, they don't know where they come. They don't know where they come. Because they think that they can do anything and it works. And they go, oh, we're going to do this over here. I know we're going to overthrow this next one and stuff like that. That's the way they do it. That's the way these faggots do it. And they feel like they're all right. Well, the time has come. You know, I'm telling you to get out of our territory everywhere you are. You see what I mean? Because I'm looking for that time when it is the time when I will sense and say, oh, Lord, yeah. Because, well, as far as we are concerned, it takes a long time, right? But not with the Lord. They know when to do things, right? And you only need to do what the Lord tells you to do. Don't do anything else, right? So I'm looking forward, and I'm telling anybody you want to, like, go and be sodomite, well, go, because the Lord is not going to spend any money to buy none of you. The Lord can make what they want anytime, okay? So I know where I am at, and I'm going to stay where I'm at, okay? That everything is all right where I'm at. Just, you know, sleep into my conclusion and let the gods be with what they please to do. But I have to tell you and hope that there are people out there that have interest in the good things of the gods and have no doubt in the existence of the gods. Because everything has shown, you see. And these sodomites who say they take over the world, they're going to find out how much of this world they take over or that they have taken over. They'll find out they really did not take over the world. They take over something else. But dealing with the energy that carry on business on the planet, it may seem like they take over the world. They go to beyond what, you know, anybody would expect they do. But they don't care. They don't care. They only want to get away with things that they do. That's what they do. That's the way they think. You know, they make up church, they make up this, they make up that, they make up all kind of these things, man, and then if you're not for real, you will follow these folks. You'll follow these folks. If you're not for real, you will follow them. Because they don't leave you no option for you to learn anything out of what they are saying. So you'd have to just learn something somewhere from some angle and decide to shoot straight ahead with what your intelligence is showing you. But apart from that, oh, you want a place in the church. And the church is not a place for African people. So what are you going to do about it? Go and serve the church, Jesus, and stuff like that. Which, the most ridiculous things you are digesting is what is in the Bible. It's, and I am here, I'm talking, and people, if people were more interested, they would come here and lend their voice, their energy to help to talk to other people. And because this is not a place where, you know, I'm holding a offering plate or nothing like that. I am talking for real what somebody may be able to understand and begin to brokerage a stronger hold onto reality. You see what I mean? So, white man harasses black man and at a gas station for playing his music too loud, accusing blacks. Well, I don't know. White people. okay. Now, my friends, I am going to like turn on over to my next portion, and my next portion is the heading: Elohim Kingship Government is Human Being Civilization. Hominid, ape, is outlaw. Okay? Now, you're in a world where white people say they're ruling, so you have to understand when I say stuff like this. It is sad. It is sad that so much people perish simply because of these sodomite white people who think that the world belongs to them. And it never was and never will be. Right? So I'm telling you, kingship government never went anywhere. It is still here with us for us to put it into action. Because they don't have any government here. So what are we waiting on to establish our own government about ourselves? We're not begging. No, we shouldn't be begging these people, because we should long ago invalidate this AD Anno Domini that we born come see. AD Anno Domini is not civilized stuff. Okay? But if we decide to follow these people like idiots, and don't read and know exactly what civilization is, well, they're going to continue to strip us. But any one of us can stand up and ID ourselves as the one with kingship government nobody on planet Earth can usurp. You just can't. So these guys, all of these foolishness that they think about as sodomite faggots, and I come talk about AD Anno Domini and Jesus, you can't find it, not even dust of Jesus anywhere. Now, they don't have any shame to be talking about Jesus when the story of Jesus come from 200,000 years ago. How about that? So where can they get something valid out of AD and Adamani when they are actually taking character from our own existence, Yeshua, and turn it into a Jesus until you don't hear nothing more about no Yeshua anymore? If we have good sense, we kick these people out a long time because they don't know nothing that they're talking about to be true. And only if we would just confront them and ask them, they would have been gone a long time, but we don't do that. We have not done that. So my friends, this is what I have to say to you today. I'm taking you into this next phase. And I'm going to tell you that 250,000 years ago, history record, a new species developed, named Wise Sapiens, the first human being. I'm telling you, that is in the world history textbook. It's the all authoritative book. These white people better find themselves back where they come from, because this is the truth. Okay? Europe, hominin, primate. Christians are not of human race. Right? Europe, hominid, primate, monkey, subgroup, offspring. Them are Christian. African people cannot be Christian. Or not of human race. It don't belong to any of us. If you want to continue going to church, I already tell you already. So when for you to be protected and you are a Christian, you won't be protected. Take notice that the Elohim God's civilization created the pure human species, right? That's what they created, pure human species. So that's where the story tells us that 200,000 years ago, history record that a new species developed, named Wise Sapien. That's the period name of our species. Wise Sapien. And first human being. So there is none like us in history. So all of the Bible, something that we are reading and things like that, that's a faggot business. White people faggot. Who run and follow us to the Western world. Okay? Don't say I don't tell you. And I've never said that I'm gone on vacation. I'm always here. Anybody can come here and talk to me anytime they want. Europe, hominid, primate, Christians are not of human race. That's a fact. And I am not hiding and saying it. Take notice that Elohim God's creation created a pure human species. Name Wise Sapien, right? That's our species, our human species, is Wise Sapien. 250,000 years ago. That's when this being developed in Africa. The time has now come to evacuate Europe Homo erectus offspring from outlaw invasion and occupation that is violation of kingship government laws of the kings. Remove sodomy culture from all civilization land. Human being is not hominid primate. We don't belong to hominid primate. That is what we must know. 3.5 million years. Hominid primate history. Record is not tamic hybrid human, right? They are not hybrid human being. These hominid primate, the history record is not telling us that they are an atomic hybrid human. They are not. But they are doing a lot of things since we will not speak. Well, at least I am speaking out and I'm speaking direct. Okay? I'm speaking direct. I'm not talking around it. I'm speaking direct and I'm telling you where it's coming from. I'm not talking nonsense. Europe called Linnaeus invent the Homo. That prefix Homo. Are these sodomites do it since they come here for 400 years ago? Okay? For animals, not humans, they make the Homo. So anywhere you hear them calling us Homo erectus, a lie. Homo, because it don't belong to the sapien species. It just does not. We are wise sapien. That's where that species came from, to be a part, a mix with the God's blood to create us hybrid. What is a hybrid? A mixture of two blood. In this case, I'm telling you what they are. Right? And that it began with the earthling 250,000 years ago in Africa. At that time, these hominid already existed in Africa, and then later on 1.5 million years ago they go up into Europe. That this is the way the cookie crumble with the history. We don't need to be fooling around with these white people talking about, you know, it is their land and all these kind of stuff. We know how it goes. We don't need to to be here suffering unduly with these faggots. Okay? Who be able, or like the world belong to them now, because we don't know. 100,000 years ago, our brain gone, and then nobody to come up. That Africa gone to sleep now, you see. And sell us a slave and all these kind of stuff. But there are too many of us to let things run down the drain. There are too many of us. So, all right, well, you what's going to happen for as long as I live. Okay? As long as I live. Because, yeah, they are killers. They are this and they are that. And they will find out what their end is. If they think they are bad, right? Well, you know what? I think I have a source that is far beyond them. I don't need to think about them and about them destroying anybody. Because if you are belonging to the source of power that I read that we come from, Why would we be, I mean, why are we dealing with this faggot white people then? Why? Immigration, every single thing they control. They control every move you want to make. And no matter what they kill, if they weren't killing us, it would have suggested something else. But the fact that they kill us and maliciously, they do it stinking malicious. Now, I can see now, there's no way you're going to make me walk in the darkness. I'm not going to walk in the darkness. And I'm telling you, clear, distinct, and said, listen, this man I tell you that created the homo prefix when they say homo erectus, they make it for themselves. But this guy make this thing for animals. You see, because him never all that crazy like them here today want to use where they create for us civilized people. They're not civilized. They get little civility from dealing with us, blood and water wise. So we need to wake up to understand, you know, what is our energy and how to use our own energy. You don't go to them church and all them kind of thing. Because your knowledge must raise you up above these stinking ass white people who want to interbreed with our blood. And that means it's destroying our species. They destroyed the Neanderthal already, who gave them their looks like human being. Come on. Now, this is enough that, you know, I have a slingshot. A slingshot, right? Like David's slingshot. It's in my mouth. It's my tongue. To knock these people outside of, you know, into the abyss with the truth. You see, to let the world know who they are. You see, the world know who we are already. And no shame, you know, we got into trouble, okay, 100,000 years ago. And, you know, there are a lot of newborn that come up since then. You know, we are not all of the same mind and disposition. We want things to be right. We don't see any reason why we are to do without our Creator. Based on what is written of them and us, no. We need to clean up. We need to clean house and push out these sodomite white people. Okay? Because there is no power that brought them about here but their own mischievous self. We don't want them around. And we have the power to drive them out. But you can't be working with a thief and expect that you can, you know, control a thief. No, we don't want none of these so-called law that these sodomite white people come up with. It's for them, and you can see where they separate themselves from our calendar, our customs and stuff like that. They don't want no part of it. Why you want to be a part of these sodomite fucking ass white people? And like I'm saying, they are not even people. They are not human beings. Let them fight that down. Fight it down. Let's see. Now, these are zoo. These guys are zoologists. Okay? They deal with animals. They fuck dogs. That's their mate. You don't see it. And man's assholes. That's them. You expect me to say something different? You must be. Look, that's feeding into their bait that they're setting. Because they know who they are. We don't know. Time for us to know. When we know, then we know that. Then they write a Bible to bait us and to push us down in the hole. And we don't know that when they write about Adam and Eve, is our people they're writing about. They don't write about us. They need to write about themselves. You don't know who these stinkers are. You don't know them. You see, they want to, like, look like they are human like us. They're not coming from anywhere look like us. They do something to look like us, right? And you see what they did? They destroy our blood, the Neanderthals. They destroy it. And they don't want to tell you. They won't tell you that where the Neanderthal come from. They talk a whole bunch of, you know, a whole bunch of foolishness that don't belong to the story when we are to find out something about these crook white people them. You see what I mean? That they could use Colin Powell and help them to do cruel things and stuff like that to us. They use them to turn on their own. You see? And so they use all of these other guys, the Jesse Jackson and the MLK, all of these. They use these people against their own. That's what they do, Al Sharpton. They use them against us. You don't see? They won't come out and want to become a king or and work against these sodomites, I mean, all kind of trickery and, you know, and curse where they're upon us. And that's not what these guys are doing. Okay? They may behave like, oh, they're speaking for us, but they're not. Because we don't move an inch out of where they put us in bondage. Now, what do? In Oklahoma, with the Wall Street, the Black Wall Street, what did they do? What did they do in Florida? I think a place called Rosemount or something like that. Anywhere we put up any little business, they sabotage us. Okay? And that is to keep themselves in business and keep us under control. When you go and vote for them, that's what you're doing. Telling you all of the plight we fall in is from us not wanting to do anything about it, okay? And they write all these whole bunch of things and things that we should know and be cautious of how we live. We don't care. We just keep on going, and whatever they do, we just go along with it. It's not going to happen, okay? Because any little wind of power I have in my hand, they ain't going to get it by giving me some money or something like that. No, it's not going to happen. Because me no lust after money. Money is for a purpose, and don't take it out of where it's at. But look, I'm not going to give up what is most precious to me for these sodomite fucking ass, them kind of game that they playing to. I mean, they're not into anything civilized at all, you know? No, they're not into anything civilized because they never was created no civilized at all. You know about how white people come along. They don't want to tell you in a history. They don't want to tell you that. No, but they would like to, like, cut off my mic when I'm here talking for people to understand and know exactly what the world is like. No, because they want the world to be like the fucking stinking shit that they have made it now. They want to keep it this way. It's not. We are not of this fucking asshole white people clan. I mean, gay culture. I know all of the things that they have done to come to where they are. I know where they're coming from. I read it. If they think it's fun, then they are in for a rude awakening. You watch. Europe, Carl Linnaeus. You know, you take these things very serious. When I read them, it's like I'm finding gold. Oh, really? Yeah. This guy, you know, he's a faggot. And he invents, just like this faggot that the judge, not the judge, I mean the Pope, asked to make the calendar. yeah, they're faggots. And look, if they don't know, this is serious, that they don't come here, come call us, no Christian, okay? Get out. Because they did do the invasion of us. Now we come to find out, and we are telling them to get out. And they would want to think that they're not getting out because this is their country. Well, look, you know what? No. You don't have any country here in the Western Hemisphere. Because I know how you all got here. I know how we got here. I know where you're coming from in Africa. So if those of us who don't care about the Elohim existence in our life, and if you don't see yourself different from white people, well, go turn sodomite like them if you want. Because guess what? I mean, ain't nobody here wants you. You should want yourself. All right. Now, this guy, Linnaeus, you see, him is a zoologist. Imagine that. And you will think he's a big deal. What we look, if a big deal, keep it upper Europe. Linnaeus. I mean, this guy, I think he's dead and gone now. But you see, them leave a legacy to these sodomite people, them to torment us with them whole bunch of nonsense, right? Now, if you don't get to find out, you don't know, you're in a bad position. All right. No, I'm telling you that they are trying to name themselves Sapien because we are the only species alive, and they are infiltrating us with their bad blood, and we are taking it like it nice, like our people are marrying to them and have children, and I show you, like, you know, you're not just talking to the lower people, because this woman who is a judge just, you know, going into Supreme Court and she married to this white man. You ever see this white man on her when they're taking pictures and stuff like that? You ever see? Oh, this man is really looking at her, and she with this grin, big grin, and she's dark complexion and everything. Oh, yeah, but it's like, oh, glory, and oh, some people glad for her, you know, with this white man, and don't know what the white people are doing to us whilst they're doing that. You think that is a nice thing. Yeah, and that black woman, she's educated, but she don't know a darn about society and how what civilization is. She doesn't know that. Okay? Now, so go on now, and it says, Linnaeus was a Swedish botanist, zoologist, taxonomic, and physician. So he's a taxonomist and physician who formalized binomial nomenclature, but binomial nomenclature, the modern system of naming organisms. Now, do we need any European to come here to tell us about organisms? No, we don't. But them come here now, and they are going to take control of us, and they're going to study this and study that, and say they are the experts on it. We don't need these faggots to tell us anything. We are created by the Most High, the gods. We are the utmost human being, an atomic human being. There's nobody like us. They are come and talk about zoologists and they fuck all their zoo stuff, man. Come on. All right. What did Carl Linnaeus invent? Did Linnaeus classify human primates? Did he? Man as an animal. Let's see now. Now, remember what we talk about. Hominid is primate, not human being. But watch and see this guy now, if they going to get him to say mankind and apes equal. Look and see if he's going to say that. Linnaeus was the first naturalist to include man within the animal kingdom. You hear that? You hear that? He's a sodomite, a man we never talk and get little blood from us. He was the first one. And so is homosexual. There was another guy who invented the homo. Because if this, did this one do it? Oh, yes, it's him, same one. It's him, same one, homo for animals. Homo, where is it? Europe, Carl Linnaeus, invent the homo for animals, not human. So even he made the distinction between human and primates, animals. Okay? He made it, but he is the first one to include human into animals. And we are not. There is trouble with that. A whole bunch of trouble. We cannot allow these white people to come in and begin to, like, label us. Then what's the good of us being created in South Africa by the gods 200,000 years ago? And these guys just come here the other day and talk about they are, you know, all these, look, all these institutions that these guys come here and make up and all. When you read the World History textbook, you find out that these guys are, really, really abusing us, no joke about that. They are. So he is going to come there and first to include mankind. Linnaeus was the first naturalist to include man within the animal kingdom. Who give him authority to do that? He never talked for 3.5 million years. His ancestors didn't. And up to 100,000 years ago, they were not talking. In 1735, the class into which Linnaeus inserted man was called quadruped. Called quadruped. You hear? They're making up a class to put our humanity in there. These white fucking ass people. These names, Linnaeus would change. Mammals, you hear that? And primates later on in his career. You hear that? My friends, listen. I am not making any joke, you know, with these folks here. Because we are into a serious trouble with these white people who come in and take this stance. So, but we are not going to reverse anything to what it's supposed to be if we are not serious and know exactly what we're talking about. Okay? So, I just hope that you out there have been, have gotten something from what I'm telling you. These people, I class them right where they in the nasty state that they are in. The way you see they dress up the place and make the place be like, oh, it's the first time, you know, you have ever seen America, the great America and all this. You don't follow the white people and them things. They must start a mind, all of them. All of them. That's the culture they are. And, you know, it's going to be up to us to do something about ourselves, okay? So you take good care, and I'm going to go. And I hope that you, let me see now. There was something else that I didn't have anything else here for anyone. I don't have anything else here. And I tell you some important things for you to think about. And it's up to you to put these things into your soul and act upon them. Blessings to you, and you take good care. Let's see here. David Ali.
Up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, the dollar under my sheet, never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even.
for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my for love.